Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Day by Day, a radio show designed to address daily life issues, as well as covering informational, educational, yet inspirational topics that are sure to lighten the heavy loads in your life. Your host, Minister Lakiba Wallace, is a profiled author, sought-after radio television personality, and a reputable realtor. Having survived breast cancer has birthed a passion to empower people about health, wellness, and the power of God's love. So whether working in the office or driving in your car, inhale, exhale, and relax, because your rest is not too far. Just position one foot in front of the other by faith. Then you'll experience the wonders of living day by day. Now introducing your host, Minister Lakiba Wallace.
Hey, what's up, family? This is now Elder Lakiba Wallace. Welcome to another edition of the Living Day by Day show. I like to call it the LDBD. I tell you, God is doing great things, and I'm just so excited. Even though the devil was a little bit busy, we were having just a slight technical difficulties maybe about 5 minutes ago. But if any of y'all out there know Elder Lakiba Wallace and Elder Brown, we going to make it do what it do. So, again, all you supporters, all of you followers, all of you haters, yes, you cannot forget to include the haters, because the haters make you go higher and higher. So I want to say thank you to everybody that continues to push the Living Day by Day show from level to level to level. I'm truly excited about what God is doing. We have an amazing guest that is going to be with us today. You know, we bring nothing but the best of the best. But before we get into who the guest is today, y'all know I have to have some backup in the room, because y'all be tripping sometimes, and I got to have somebody to help me keep my seatbelt on. None other than Preach Elder Brown. Preach, how are you today, sir?
I am doing good. How are you, Elder Lakiba Wallace? That sounds good. It sounds good. I am so good. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for a whole new year. I'm grateful for... Oh, my goodness, the list goes on and on and on and on. That is a song right about there. I am so glad to be a part of the show, and I am grateful for the 2016. Let me tell you guys, you're listening right now to the Living Day by Day radio talk show, and it is going down. We are kicking in 2016. You can even call it Sweet 16, because it's going to be going down for sure. This is your boy Preach, Elder Brown Preach, and we about to get this thing going. We got an awesome, awesome guest on the show. Awesome, awesome guest. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited, Lakiba, for this next level that God is taking us into. It's going to be big. Going to be big.
Absolutely. It's going to be good. And I think, Elder Brown, we probably need to do a disclaimer to the guest that's on the phone and all of his followers and listeners, just to let them know we a little crazy.
I think if I don't do that now, you know, we may be subject to, you know, some possible broadcast issues or whatever. But, you know, we crazy for cuckoo, but we cuckoo for Jesus. And that's just real talk. You know, we down to earth, we real. You know, when this is one of those shows where people sit back and they think and they go, wow, did they say that? And we say, yeah, we did say that. Because it's real, it's relevant, and it's about, you know, real life, real things that are going on in this season, in this day and time. We don't sugarcoat it. I'm telling people anything that needs sugar on is candy. And the word of God is not candy. It's straight for, you know, they say we're not deep. We just deliver.
I love that. I love that. I tell you, I always like to give that disclaimer because, you know, people, you know, they be judging us sometimes. And so.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
It is what it is, because no matter what you judge, no matter what you say, you know, I'm going to do what God has called me to do. And so for those of you who might be joining in for the very first time, you're wondering, I know you're wondering what the Living Day by Day show is all about. And so the Living Day by Day show, I'm glad you asked, is a show that brings you an avenue of information, it brings you an avenue of education, and it brings you an avenue of inspiration. And so for all of you out there, we know that you will be educated, you will be informed, and you will be inspired. So we want you to do what you're going to do anyway. You're going to gossip anyway because you know that's what you church. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. You know that's what y'all do anyway. And so tell somebody, tweet somebody, Facebook somebody, and let them know that the Living Day by Day show with Elder Lakeva Wallace and Elder Brown is on right now. And we have an amazing guest, and I'm not going to belabor the time because this is someone who I've been waiting. Preach, Elder Brown, preach. We've been waiting for this interview, and God has definitely put his super on our natural. Say it like that. In other words, God has answered our prayers, and so it brings me great pleasure. And I'm going to let this young man introduce himself because nobody knows him best than himself, probably his wife, I'm sure, King Jesus. And so since we don't have King Jesus on the line right now, we don't have his wife on the line, we're going to let this young man introduce himself. So without further ado, it brings me great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others none other than national recording artist Mr. Travis Green. How are you, sir?
How you doing, my friend? Glad to be on the show with you guys. Thanks so much for having me. We were laughing in the background, man. Y'all started cutting up early. Y'all are hilarious.
We try to do the disclaimer because we crazy. We crazy. We semi crazy. You know,
it's all good. We're all about that. But
awesome.
Yeah, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who could change anybody. Young country boy from the South who loved Jesus, enjoyed music, and love my family. That's about it.
Awesome. And so I got to say this because, you know, because I'm silly like that. I'm sure there are a lot of women that are following you. I read your bio. You're married. And so we gonna deal with that at the top of the hour for all of you out there who thought he was single and you had a chance. It's over for you.
I love my wife and my son.
Say that again.
I say, yeah, I love my wife and my son.
I hear that. So I just wanted to put that out there. You got some ladies, they hanging on, just hoping and praying. Lord is not going to answer that prayer. The brother is taken. So stop it. So let's talk a little bit about Travis Green. Like, how did this all start for you? We all know you have amazing music. We all ride down the highway, the byways. We're bumping to it, you know, and we're praising God and all that kind of stuff. But talk a little bit about Travis Green and how you really got to where you are right now.
I mean, if I told you the story of how I got to where I am, that we'll be on the call for the rest of the night. But a quick version is just I grew up, you know, doing music and being involved in ministry. And so it was just kind of a part of my build, you know, part of my makeup. And my wife and I met in college and ministry. And that's really where I homed in musically as far as singing and producing and stuff like that was in college. And also preaching, you know, I kind of launched into that in college as well. And so, you know, how I got to where I am, we've been in the trenches for several years. I know for a lot of people it may look like we just kind of popped on the map, you know, overnight, but we've been at work. And then, you know, for my followers who've been around for, you know, close to a decade now, they know we've been at it for a while. But it was just God's timing, you know. So this past year we've experienced uncommon success and favor, and so but it's been a fun journey. You know, we've been enjoying it even before now, but that's how we got where we are.
Awesome. But, you know, most people sometimes think, you know, you just wake up one day and whoop, there you are. I think a lot of people don't realize that there is a lot of work behind the scenes. Yes, we all know you now. We all enjoy your music now. But there was a time when you had to keep pressing. You had to keep praying. You had to say, okay, God, did you forget about me? Lord, if you bless anybody else, please bless me. I'm sure you've had those moments. And so talk a little bit about what inspires you to sing. We all have something. You know, for me, it's breast cancer. Breast cancer, being a breast cancer survivor, it makes me just continue to push forward. I'm sure Elder Brown can come on and say there's several things that pushes him as well.
Right.
So what is it that push and inspires Travis Green to sing for the world?
Yeah, I think it's two-part. You know, I'm influenced both vertically and horizontally. Vertically, just because of how amazing God is. He's worth, you know, me offering back to him the gift that he's invested. So I'm not doing anything more than giving him back what he first gave me, you know. And so, and then horizontally, you know, there's a generation who's just been exposed to the wrong thing, whether by the world or by the church. And so I feel like it's up to me and others to rewrite that. A lot of people like God but don't like the church. And so,
wow.
I think, and you know, I mean, it's easy to look at them and point at them and, you know, rebuke them. But I think, honestly, you know, if we're going to be very honest about the situation, we have to take self-introspect and realize that maybe this true God just has some bad representative. And so I'm trying to just do my part and let people know that God is a God of grace. God is a God of love. Sure, he's a God of justice, but I'm just really trying to reach a dying generation and let them know that God is for them. And so that's the part.
Wow.
And that's what influenced me, you know, to keep going.
So that's powerful because, you know, a lot of times in ministry, whether it be, you know, preaching, whether it be, you know, book writing or lyrical, oftentimes people forget that what we had to go through to get to that level. A lot of times we sing songs and people hear the songs and it sounds really nice and sweet and takes you right into worship or praise. And sometimes people forget that, you know, behind those songs are the triumph, behind those songs are the trials, behind those songs are levels that we had to go through that sometimes, you know, can be difficult to sing about. I was going through some of the Twitter, you know, they love you on Twitter, tweet, tweet. And one person says, isn't she lovely? She said on Twitter, there really aren't words to describe the atmosphere that Travis at Green TV set at One Church LA. Something like that, to hear a tweet from, you know, someone, whether you know them or you don't know them, how does that make you feel when someone from, you know, even other people from other areas, a part of the world, are speaking very highly of your music and the presence that you bring, that God is in you? How does that make you feel when you hear that or see that?
Yeah, it's humbling. You know, it's really, really humbling. And you know, it's something that I'm definitely honored by, you know, to know that people support, you know, however, that isn't what kind of motivates me at all. You know, if anything, you know, unless they're talking about the presence of God, it scares me. So I'd rather, you know, I love tweets like that where people walk away bragging on God or bragging on, you know, his presence or what
right.
I did for them, rather than walk away talking about, you know, how musical it was or anything like that. because compliments are fleeting. You know, people, you know, ride a train as long as it's what they like. And then you're only one bad album or single away from everyone turning on you. So I've just seen that happen so much that I don't get caught up in
that. That's a realistic, humble statement, you know, to say. I've gone to places, you know, where there are 1,000 strong and 4 or 5 would come into the office and, you know, and say, hey, man, I just want to thank you for the word that you've expressed. And, of course, we pointed right back to God and say, you know, I couldn't have done it without the Lord. I couldn't have done it without God. But, you know, when God has placed us in that particular area, or that platform. We are a beacon of light of Him. We represent Christ. We represent the Word. We represent God. But sometimes people cannot, distinguish. They cannot separate the two. So when they're talking to you and they're saying, you know, hey, man, you did good. I mean, I find that even when I got into ministry that it did make me feel some type of way. But when I got to the point where I would preach a message and that message would hit me right back where I started from. In other words, you know, the message goes to the preacher first. So when you walk into a place and you bring that atmosphere and you bring God with you, it's not necessarily you. It is the power of God. But what people are seeing, they're seeing, wow, it's amazing that this can happen. I think that's what they're caught up into. They're not necessarily caught up into the person. They're caught up into the atmosphere of what brings that. Tamela Mann, I mean, she is phenomenal. Yes, as a person, she allowed God to use her. But, I mean, you know, let's not take the apple from the orange. She really is phenomenal as how, you know, how she allowed God to use her. We know her testimony. We know what she experienced and what she's been through. And so I see a lot of times people they're looking at you and they're like, wow, man, this man, he is really bringing the word of God. So we appreciate seeing that type of thing.
Yeah. It's absolutely an honor, man. It really is. So.
Well, I just was trying to sit back and just let the guys just, you know, do y'all thing. You know, I'm really enjoying the combo that is going back and forth. But I want to talk about your song, Intentional. It really speaks to me, you know, and I'm sure that it speaks to a lot of people, especially when you're going through and, you know that God is going to bring you out. To me, it says, you know,
right.
You know, God is going, it's intentional because God, He's going to bring me out because it has to happen that way because this move of God is intentional. You know, the healing is intentional, you know, the breakthrough is intentional. So Where does Intentional, the song, come from? Like, what place were you at when you began to bring forth such an amazing song?
Yeah, the song is really a collision of two significant revelations. One is in Romans 8:28, very familiar passage that Paul said, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. And so really the song is a combination of that and just a revelation of knowing who God is. You know, if He's Alpha and Omega, that means that He's the beginning and the end. That means that, you know, our future is His past and there's nothing that catch Him off guard or, there's nothing that He's surprised by. Everything that He allows to happen, He allows for a reason. And so that's what makes Him intentional. And so really it was a collection of both of those that kind of created the song, and the song just kind of came up authentically in rehearsal with the melody, and the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ron is right. I mean, it's an amazing song, a very powerful song. And I have to ask because sometimes, you know, I'm a writer too. You know, you put a book out there and you think, oh, okay, it's good, but you really kind of wait. You know, you put your seatbelt on and you really wait. You wait for the people to respond. So, when you were releasing this, did you think that it would be this big? I mean, I'm sure you prayed for it to be this big, but did it ever hit you that, my God, everybody around the world will be bumping to your music? I can say it like that.
We had a really good feeling about it, just to be honest. When I wrote it, and what happened was I was going around, you know, I wrote the song maybe 2 years ago, and so I was going around singing it all over the country, and everywhere that I went and sung it, there was just like an explosion, and so it really kind of happened like that. And so even before I recorded the song, we knew it was extremely special just by its reception everywhere that I went and sung it. And people were like, where is this song, and it wasn't even recorded yet. And so so once we recorded it, you know, we knew it was special. We did.
Awesome. That's amazing.
I mean, you can never really anticipate this type of, you know, kind of pandemonium. I mean, I don't ever anticipate it. But
awesome.
It's
well, God is definitely
blessed.
Yeah, I'm sure you are on it. I mean, it's amazing. I love to hear it on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show when it come on in the morning when I'm cruising, you know, or in the afternoon or whenever it might come on. I just love it. So, you know, thank you so much for using, for letting God use you to bring forth, you know, such a powerful song. But who do you, I mean, you're at the top of the charts. I mean, everybody knows Travis Green, but is there somebody that you inspires you, that you really want to sing with, that you envision yourself on the platform, on the stage, singing with?
Not really.
Wow.
There's a lot of people. Well, I mean, it's a tough question because, there's a lot of people I'm inspired by, and just a lot has changed, you know, over the past year, you know, so a lot of my heroes are now my friends. So it just kind of changed now to where, it's weird. It's kind of hard to even say it without sounding prideful. But really at this point, I don't have to, like, wish for, you know, those type of experiences. Now they kind of happen. And
wow.
Which is huge, you know. Like we just did Celebration of Gospel, and so I did Intentional with Ty Tribbett, Jonathan McReynolds, and Chrisette Michelle, who are all, you know, just amazing. And you know, so which that would have been a dream, but like I'm saying, it just happened this past weekend. So I'm just getting really cool opportunities to work with and alongside people who I respect and who have been inspiring me all my life.
And I appreciate your response. What an amazing response, because I think some people may, and I'm going to clear it up because, you know, I'll be hearing y'all, you know, some people may kind of see that as, you know, arrogance or, you know, pompous or whatever. And I can relate to that, because when you get to a certain level, I can relate to that because I've been through that. When you get to a certain level, you just expect, your level of expectancy is just, there is no cap on it. You know, the sky is the limit. So you being Travis Green, so I can respect your response, you just automatically expect God to put his super on your natural 365.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. So I can appreciate that, and I thank God for your response. And so I'm going to help somebody out there who may be thinking, well, why don't you know? No. When you get to a certain level, you just automatically expect God to continue to do great things in your life. So, you know,
My wife hit me with a statement a few months ago that is really still stuck with me. And she asked me, she said, and we were just hanging out, and she was like, babe, how does it feel to be living inside of the dream? You know, and I think that kind of really puts it even better into words. You know, I'm literally, you know, I'm no longer like sleeping or dreaming or, you know, fantasizing. I'm literally inside of it. And so we're in the season of manifestation where, you know, the things that we've dreamed and prayed for are literally right before our eyes. So it's really cool. And, you know, it's become the new norm. So a lot of things that I've hoped for, or wished for, relationships that I wanted, you know, it's just kind of it is my normal now. So it's weird, you know, because it's like, wow, God, really? But it's definitely cool. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's amazing that you look at it that way too, because I mean, it is that you're living in it, because that's what God has. That's the mantle that he has placed on your life, and to be humble to receive that as well. You know, the Bible often talks about much is given, much is required. So when we have that high expectation, we have a high expectation because we serve a high expected God. We know that he's going to make a way out of no way. We know that he's going. I mean, look how far he brought us and what we came out of and what you've done with your life. There's somebody that's listening right now, and they have been, you know, struggling with wanting to get into the area of, you know, where you're at. And I understand for each person, you know, they say different strokes for different folks or so. But let's target to some individuals who are struggling with trying to find, how do I tap in? How do I get to this level? And they understand, they know trusting God and giving God their all, and He will direct their paths. What would you say for that person, for those people that are listening?
Yeah, it's a weird balance of contentment and drive. And and really, I think I just, you know, I'll be 32 in like 3 days, but I think I really just really entered into a season of my life where I'm living that, because it's something that I've struggled with for most of my life. I never knew what it meant to be content. And before God elevated me to this level, He really extracted from me the desire to arrive to a place. He delivered me from needing to impress others or needing to prove anything to myself. He delivered me from being impressed by people. And so all of that was really a part of it before even the acceleration or elevation. And so to that listener, that's what I would definitely encourage you to do. Just find satisfaction in Him. Whether He's calling you to do it, you know, every prophet loves to say you're called to the nation, but somebody got to be called to the neighborhood too. And so regardless of where God has called you to, your sphere of influence, be diligent, be faithful in it, and be the best you can be at the level you're at. And when you maximize where you are, that's when God elevates you to what's next.
Wow, and that's good, and that's really powerful. So what is next for Travis Green? What's next?
Well, we're launching a church here in Columbia, South Carolina, that we're extremely excited about, Forward City Church. That'll be launched this upcoming August. And so that's in the works. Of course, there's touring. You'll see me on television a lot this year with different award shows and things like that. And so just, I guess, in terms of what's next, it's a season of manifestation. Like I said, you know, I feel like for 30 years, there's been a lot of seed sowing, and I never stopped sowing, but this is definitely a harvest season, man. And so we're just riding the momentum that God set even from last year, and it's enjoyable, man. We're really having a great time.
Wow, well, that's good stuff. That's good stuff there.
Y'all want me to come back on and say something? I'm just real. People who know me, I'm just.
You see us men talking.
You know what? I thank God for just, you know, you sometimes you on these interviews and people just as fake as they want to be. I'm just Lakeba. Hello. I am honored to have this opportunity, Elder Brown and I, Travis Green, to be able to interview you. You are an amazing, down-to-earth person, and I tell you, we don't take this lightly. Thank you so much for just taking time out of your schedule to be able to come on and hang out with these two semi-crazy, oh, I forgot, we fully crazy people. Yeah, we do appreciate you so much and your manager and everybody putting it together. You are going to be featured in the Living Day by Day magazine. I'm not sure if they told you, but oh, there it is. And so
awesome.
We're excited about that. So more to come for that. For all of you listeners out there, all the supporters of Travis Green, take a few seconds just to tell them how they may be able to get in contact with you, how they may be able to buy. I said buy. We don't want nobody trying to get anything bootleg. Mm-hmm. How they may be able to buy your music and be able to support the ministry that God has afforded to you.
You'll be buying that bootleg,
yep.
Demon.
So my website is travisgreen.tv. My social media handles are travisgreen.tv. And we love hearing from everyone, and we do our best to respond as quick as possible. But that's where I'm at.
Awesome. Well, thank you again. I appreciate it. Again, your music, your ministry is just a powerful. It's amazing. We all appreciate you around the world. I tell you, we really do, from one city to the next, from one state to the next. So if I can give you a word of encouragement, just continue to allow God to do what he is doing in your life. Elder Brown, I'm sure you have some remarks as well.
Well, you know, I'm excited, and I just think that he just left a positive nugget out there to, you know, all the listeners and all his followers. Definitely a great, humble man. Go and, you know, purchase everything that has his name on it, and I guarantee you that it will bless you. I'm a tie person. I'm into, like, ties. I love bow ties. And this tie that you have on in the front album, The Hill, I gotta get that. So I don't know where you have that. You might put it in the safe deposit box, but I gotta have that tie. Everybody know me with the bow ties. But
you
yeah, going support
it. Definitely.
Yeah.
Y'all better stop. See, that's what happens when you get a little money. Well, in other words, what they say when you get a little paper. I am so silly, but God is good. I tell you, again, Travis Green, thank you so much. Don't be a stranger. Next time we knock on your door and we say, hey, be a guest on the Living Day by Day show, make sure that you accept. You know, we are honored to be able to support you and just be in the back cheering you on.
No doubt. Thank y'all so much for having me on.
You are welcome. Well, there you
awesome.
Have it, guys. We brought you another amazing, amazing, amazing show. We promise you to bring you nothing but the best of the best. Again, I said it earlier, we bring it for the haters. Yes, we have to bring something for the haters because y'all don't talk anyway, so we have to give you something to talk about. So talk about
right.
this show today and let everybody know that Travis Green was on the Living Day by Day show. It's intentional. There's nothing I can do about it. When God puts his super on your natural, is nothing nobody can do about it. And so we are excited here on the set of the Living Day by Day show what God is doing. He's doing amazing things. As I said, Travis Green is going to be featured in the Living Day by Day magazine. So make sure that you go by, no bootlegs, I said go by the website and purchase you a copy of the Living Day by Day magazine. It's real simple. Just go to www.livingdaybyday.net. Elder Brown, any closing remarks?
Go and buy. No bootleg. We've had enough bootleg. Trust me, y'all. Y'all know the bootleg don't sound right. The quality of it is real bad. Come on now, y'all. Support. That's all I got to say.
Please support. Please stop bootlegging whatever you do because these CDs, these interviews, these TV shows, this, all of this stuff, you know, magazines, they cost money. It costs money. Please stop bootlegging whatever you do. But, guys, we love y'all so much, from Elder Brown to Elder Lakeeva Wallace to all of our listeners, all of our supporters. Thank y'all so much for continuing to support the Living Day by Day show. Again, make sure you stop by our website, which is www.livingdaybyday.net. Until the next time, I always like to close my show out by saying, or our show, should I say, we love you real good on the set of the Living Day by Day show, and there's nothing you can do about it. Be blessed.
That's right.